Welcome to the world today. My name is Frank Weltner. I am the librarian for JewWatch, the largest compendium of information about Jewish organizations and news on the internet today. In addition, I am the librarian and archivist for a new website, www.americanussr.com, which is already the largest compendium of history concerning the negative aspects of the United States of America, which the CIA, FBI, the presidency, the Congress, and all other agencies of the United States want you to know nothing about. Welcome to another Hour of Truth with Frank Weltner and the world today. We here in America have been entertained recently with the WikiLeaks episode, as have all other nations of this world. I mean, here we have a nation, the United States of America, that's supposed to have all of its stuff together, and suddenly its secrets are being aired worldwide. People are watching. What does America and Europe have to do? Well, they decide that they're going to go after WikiLeaks' founder, Julian Assange, and after the website itself, and they get their troops together. They assemble an army such as Visa and MasterCharge and PayPal, and they decide that they're going to get these people to refuse to take donations for WikiLeaks. So, what does WikiLeaks do? Well, WikiLeaks doesn't do anything, but friends of WikiLeaks, who have nothing to do with the organization, have decided that they're going to attack every company that attacks WikiLeaks. And so they have hackers, thousands of them around the world, getting a WikiLeaks tool, which allows them to join all of these other people in sending out denial of service requests to the enemies of WikiLeaks. And these enemies include MasterCharge, which will no longer allow anyone to charge donations to WikiLeaks. Visa, that no longer will allow people to charge to WikiLeaks. And also, PayPal will not allow people to do that. These are all being done at the request of the United States State Department, so that all these corporations have decided to gang up against WikiLeaks and try to drive them out of business. Now, this is typical of what happens to people who have unpopular websites that say things that are against the government's spiel. My website, JewWatch News, was attacked by the federal government, especially by two Jewish people who didn't like the fact that a non-Jewish person had the audacity to report the news on Israel, especially the murders that they accomplished during the Lebanese War, which was something that was done through lies perpetrated by Israel. And they didn't like that being known. They also didn't like it being known that Israel basically runs the United States government through a series of ownerships that it has, such as IPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, the fact that Zionists own most of the newspapers and can hassle anybody in government by denying them access to the news, so that anyone that they want to put out of business sociologically and demographically, they could do so by just not reporting anything that they do, so that in their next election they lose. They can also withdraw campaign money. And a large amount of campaign money comes from these Zionist organizations and people. So they put a big hassle onto the American government. And now, you know, these three companies are putting a big hassle onto WikiLeaks. They're hassling them like mad. They're saying, we're not going to let you collect money like most free people are able to do, because we're going to be good boys to the federal government. And, of course, what does MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal get from the federal government? Well, somewhere down the line, I guess they expect they'll get some preferential treatment. If the federal government decides to go after people for having monopoly on credit cards and credit taking on the internet, the persons they'd go against would be PayPal, Visa, and MasterCard. They have the most business. So by building up goodwill and kissing up under the federal government of the United States fascist cause, they're able to feather their nest in the future. They have some cards that they hold, and they can call those cards in later. At least that's what they think. So here we have this, and so what happens? I couldn't believe it. I wake up in the morning and I find out that hackers have started to shut down MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal by sending them so many requests for information on the computer that their computers can't handle it, and they begin to automatically shut down, which is called a DDoS. I've had that happen to Jewwatch News. I've had worldwide DDoS sessions where they tried to shut my website down. And in a few cases, my website hosting company has actually turned the site off for an hour in order to stop the load on the entire system, because they have to keep this up for their other customers as well. So if people are attacking my site to the point where it's threatening all of their sites, of course they have to shut mine down for a while. But after an hour or so, the attack subsides. That's usually it for the day, so then they can bring it back up again. And that's what's happening to these companies. They're going down and coming up and going down and coming up. But I'm so proud of these people for doing this. I realize it's illegal. But I think it's illegal. It's a RICO, actually. It's a racketeering for these three credit card companies to be refusing to do business with WikiLeaks. This is outrageous. I mean, they're taking credit cards for prostitutes in Washington, D.C., in San Francisco, etc. They're taking credit cards for pornography, but they won't take credit cards for people supporting WikiLeaks, which is revealing to the world the total decadence of the American government through its cables, in which they discuss the different criminal acts that they're about to commit. And they've decided, well, that's reason to shut them down. We're just not going to put up with that. Because even though we know that our governments are criminal, we don't think that people should really find out about this. We shouldn't allow people to know this. Well, I mean, they know it, but we don't want them to read the exact cables. Because knowing it is one thing and reading the exact cables is another, blah, 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 blah. You see, their logic is illogic, and it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, if WikiLeaks wants to show what this government's doing, and if this government is stupid enough to allow this information to be hacked off a computer by a lowly corporal in the armed forces, then this country deserves what it gets. I mean, it's just that simple. If you're going to be so stupid as not to have any security on your cables, and it ends up in the hands of WikiLeaks, and they're going to show it to everybody to show what a dastardly government you have there, and what a freak show all of your State Department offices are around the world, well, you deserve it. You allowed them to hack it. You didn't have due diligence to make sure it wouldn't happen. I mean, nobody worth their salt would allow a system to be so open that a mere corporal with some hacking skills could download all of your cables that are supposed to be secret. And I really don't see anything in those cables that's terribly damaging. In fact, I sometimes wonder if maybe this whole WikiLeaks thing isn't a reverse operation by the CIA, where they pretend that WikiLeaks is doing something really bad, but actually this corporal was given materials that the State Department wants to release to people all over the world to show how wonderful the American government is. For number one, I understand that Assange is not going to give out any information that's detrimental to Israel. Now, isn't that interesting? You know, of all the countries in the world that Assange may not give information out about, it has to do with Israel. Now, a friend of mine told me this. I haven't read it, so I'm not going to pass it out as the absolute truth. But if it is true that Assange has told Israel that they're not going to release anything that would be embarrassing to Israel, I don't believe they've said that to any other country. But if he did that, you have to ask yourself, well, how much influence does Israel have? And also, is Assange working for the Mossad? I mean, that would bring Assange into question, because it just doesn't make any sense that he would be releasing all of these cables about America, but not about Israel, which many people believe is a country that actually controls America, because there isn't a vote in the UN against Israel that America doesn't veto. America always vetoes these different statements by the UN against Israel. And the rest of the world looks at America as a tool of Israel, as a toad that Israel stands on top of and controls. So it leads America around by a Zionist leash. So at any rate, I found it extremely interesting that these anonymous hacktivists say that WikiLeaks war is on and going, and it's going to continue. In fact, a member of the anonymous group of hackers, according to the BBC, which has been targeting firms it sees as being anti-WikiLeaks, has said the campaign is not over. Speaking on the BBC's Today program, Coldblood said that more and more people are downloading the voluntary botnet tool. This tool signs them up to a so-called botnet, an army of machines that can then launch attacks. Overnight, Visa became the latest victim. Its website experienced problems, while MasterCard payments were also disrupted. Both, as I said before, were victims of this distributed denial-of-service attack, which bombards websites with so many requests that they're unable to cope, and then they fall over. I like that. I think that's very smart. I mean, if you're going to do something mean and evil to WikiLeaks for, you know, being a journalist organization, and you're not going to let them operate as other companies operate, and you're going to inject yourself as something which is going to be totally detrimental to them, then you deserve to be shut down too, as far as I'm concerned. You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Isn't that what they say? You're going to shut down WikiLeaks by not allowing anybody to donate to them? Well, why not this anonymous group shut you down so that you can't take any orders from any store for days and days and days and shut you down? How would you like that? Would you like that, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal? Would you like that? And like I say, you did it to them. Why shouldn't people do it to you? I don't have any sympathy for you whatsoever. Number one, it's a First Amendment issue. Number two, you're supposed to be above allowing governments that are corrupted like the United States telling you what to do. And they didn't tell you what to do. You just decided you would do it when they asked you to do it. And You're dealing with filth when you're dealing with the United States government, as WikiLeaks has pointed out, and as America has pointed out by having wars based on lies in earth for them to be able to go out and kill people. And they've killed millions of people over the decades with these constant fake wars on terror and fake wars on drugs, fake war on Al-Qaeda, Taliban, etc., when the United States itself was the country that funded Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and got them going. I mean, you know, this is... The world itself is so crazy that it's almost impossible to even discuss it. What are you going to say about a nation that allows businesses to give as much money as they want to political candidates? As freedom of speech... that they're guaranteed that freedom of speech, and then the government turns around and says that a company like WikiLeaks that has run into a coup with all of these cables from the United States, which the United States wants to keep secret, because they say, oh, well, it'll hurt our national security. Well, America has no national security. The border between Mexico and the United States is wide open. Anybody can walk right into this country And they're crying about, oh, terrorism, we have to stop terrorism. Well, if they were really concerned about stopping terrorism, they would close that border down in the next 5 minutes and say nobody comes across this border unless they're invited across this border. Are they going to do that? No. And as a result, we know that the war on terror is a fake. It's an absolute fake. And never forget that. Always remember that you don't have a war on terror and have the border with Mexico wide open so anybody can walk across the border. And it's pretty much that way in Canada, too. There are plenty of places. You could even come across Canada in the summer on the little lakes up there above Minnesota. You could just portage a canoe from one lake to another and enter the country and bring all the bombing materials with you that you wanted. No problem whatsoever. And if it hasn't been done already, I'm sure it will be. And as for 9/11, 80% of the American people, according to news services, believe that the United States was behind the attack, that it pulled off the attack in order to illegally start wars in the Middle East and to get the American people to support them in those wars. The American people didn't want any wars. They'd gone through Vietnam. They had lost terribly there. They had to get off the top of their own embassy on a helicopter because the people kicked their butts out. So how do you get a nice war going in the Middle East? Well, you have to do something. So you bomb the World Trade Towers, killing 3,000 people, and then you pass the Patriot Act so nobody can really do anything about it because they're afraid to attack the fascist government, which now has gotten rid of its own constitutional protections. And you're on your way to a fascist, Nazi-like existence in the United States of America. Nobody likes what's going on, but did you see the Republicans voting out the Patriot Act when they got in last time? No. Did you see the Democrats when they got in this time? No. And now that the Republicans are back in, they're not going to do it either because they're a bunch of fascist pigs. They're pigs. They're absolute satanic pigs that run the United States of America. You know, every time I go up to Washington, D.C., I see these senators there, and I'm afraid to shake their hands because there's blood all over their hands. It's dripping from them. With all the wars they have supported, the blood is dripping from the hands of every senator and every representative up there. I don't think that it isn't. And everyone in the world knows that it is, and you know that it is too. The steps of the Capitol building are covered with blood. The hallways of the White House are covered with blood. The Pentagon is covered with blood. Every military base is covered with blood. Remember the Arab doctor that shot the troops at Fort Hood in Texas? I think I got the name of it right there. First of all, they didn't want to say that he was an Arab, but that's what he was. He was a Muslim. And he started shooting at them. And what I found really interesting was everybody questioned why this guy was able to be on the base with the guns when he told the armed forces he didn't want to go to Iraq or to Afghanistan. And they didn't listen to him. They could have gotten rid of him. But they angered him and went up there and started shooting Americans. But what nobody even questioned was why a country as civilized as America would have such a gastronomic military excess base as Fort Hood, where troops from all over the country would go and then embark on a killing spree in Afghanistan and Iraq, where we don't even belong. There's absolutely no reason for us to be there except that the United States attacked the 9/11 buildings, then pretended that they didn't, and told everybody who said that they believed that they had attacked the 9/11 buildings that they were insane. Well, as I say, that means that 80% of America is totally insane. Because according to polls recently, 80% of the Americans do not think that the investigation was done properly and that the United States was behind the attacks on 9/11. Well, I mean, what else would they think? Here you had tons of people pretending that they were having a war game where planes were going to fly into those buildings. Then, almost as a miracle, these Arabs from what the government said was Al-Qaeda, get on the plane in Boston and begin to take these planes over with razor blades and then fly them all the way down the Hudson, which you can do by eyeball. You don't really need any sophisticated equipment. You just follow the river until you see New York, and then you zoom in toward the tallest buildings and you hit them. You just have to be brave enough or stupid enough to be able to give your life for an ideal, according to this story. When the airplanes took off to protect these buildings, instead of going toward New York, they went out to sea. Well, everything was uncoordinated, and America looked like a little dummy banana republic. Our armed forces looked like the pink-feathered fools that they are. I mean, a bunch of wussies. A bunch of wussies that couldn't protect a two-month-old baby because they're so stupid. Such a stupid defense system that can't even protect New York City. Wouldn't you think that a country as powerful as the United States would be able to protect New York City from a couple of Maverick airplanes and would be able to load their planes and get them up in the air to do that within minutes? But no, they couldn't. Which means that we're probably also open to attacks from Russia over the North Pole still, or China, or anybody else. I mean, what would happen if somebody just decided to take a rowboat down the Hudson and blow off a hydrogen bomb outside of New York? That'd make a lot of toast, wouldn't it? And would anybody be able to stop that or foresee it? I don't think so. The one thing that we notice is whenever they arrest somebody, it's a sting operation. They locate someone who's stupid and idiotic, and so then they tell them, well, wouldn't you like to join Al-Qaeda and bomb one of our cities? And of course the idiot, if he says no, then they leave him alone. But if he says, well, I don't know, I never really thought about it, well, yeah, we could get you some money too if you really want to do it. We could give you some important Al-Qaeda people to meet, and they bring out some Arabs that they hire for just for this. And they tell these people, here is an Al-Qaeda person. Wouldn't you like to be a member? And the stupid kid, being an idiot, like all idiot kids, I mean, you know, if you're young enough that you're idiot enough to join the Marines and climb up a hill with a rifle on your back so that someone can shoot you in the head as you come over the top of it, then you certainly would be stupid enough to join Al-Qaeda. Because somebody in the FBI has brought an Arab to you and said, oh, come for Allah and do this for us. So at any rate, these people would never have done anything on their own, but because the FBI keeps pushing them, they find themselves getting bombing material from them and the detonation device. Of course, they're all fake. They don't know that. They're being played as suckers, see? And then in the sucker game, they then get a cell phone that they're supposed to set the bomb off with. And when they call the cell phone number, the FBI comes and arrests them and says, well, it was all a big false flag game. And now you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail because we screwed you, buddy. Because we don't care about you. We don't care that you could have been a productive citizen. All we cared about was that we wanted to make the FBI look like it could do something to stop terrorism. And so we did this artificially to you so that we would look good. Because we're a bunch of immoral, corrupt idiots here in the United States, and we have no respect for human beings whatsoever. And so that's why we did it to you. And that is why they did it to them, because they had no respect for these kids. They had no respect for Arabs. They don't have respect for anybody. The only respect they have is for Jewish people. And because the Jewish people run the country. Well, look at IPAC. Look at IPAC. Look at Goldman Sachs. Look at these people. I mean, you know, they have so much money. And they know people who have so much money. That when you look at who was donating to Obama and Hillary and McCain, it was Goldman Sachs. It was right up at the top, along with the Jewish Communist University of California. And all the radical employees there who have the Memorial Museum for... Anna Goldman, who was the inventor of anarchism in New York, and who was eventually told she had to leave the United States. They deported the poor woman, and all she did was get up on loudspeakers in New York and enjoy herself for years. But when communism started in World War I, they They deported the old gal. They deported her. Then you had Ezra Pound. I mean, he believed in the First Amendment. He was the greatest poet of the 20th century, wrote the cantos. And he liked Mussolini, and he was convinced that the Jewish bankers had started World War II unfairly, and they were doing it for profit. So he had a radio show in Rome, and he would broadcast this show. And when the war was over, the American military went over and arrested him for treason. For treason. And he was just, he didn't tell anybody to, you know, do anything bad to America. He was just talking about how the Jews had started World War II. And they arrested him, and they put him into a mental institution, saying that he was insane. And he was in there for 10 or 20 years, and finally some big-name writers got him out. Because what they had done to the man was totally immoral. Now, of course, if you're a big military person and you like to kill people, then you'd think that the man was a rat. You'd think he was a rat. But you see, you don't count, because if you're that radical that you want to go out and kill people for something as stupid as your country, then you're stupid. You're an idiot, and you shouldn't even be considered. But in America, we're supposed to respect you. If you're in the military, you know, I always have to laugh when I see these military people on the Wheel of Fortune. Like around Veterans Day, they bring these kids in there, you know, and they're all idiots. You look at them, and they're not smart. They're all idealistic idiots who would, they would kill people for Adolf Hitler. They would kill people for Stalin. They don't care. You see, when you join the military, you have to sign this pledge that you will obey the United States government and the Constitution of the United States. So help me God. Which means whoever's elected president, if it's Adolf Hitler, and he decides that he's going to go into Poland, you got to go into Poland. So basically, you would support Hitler. You would support anybody that's a president, because you're an idiot. You know, you're going to let somebody make decisions of life and death for you, who are nothing but political hacks at the top of a stupid thing called a country. And if there's one problem in America today, it's number one, the banking system, which is also the military-industrial complex system. These bankers own the military-industrial complex, and they make good money every time there's a war. Because when there's a war, they get to loan money to the federal government for interest, and only when they get interest are banks making money. As a result, guess what? America's at war every minute of the day. Why? Because the banks and the government are basically the same organization. It's just that there's different departments. You have America, which is able to print money through the Treasury, and you have the honeypot known as the Federal Reserve, which is privately owned by the Rothschild Banks of Europe, who have interest in the banks in the United States. So these banks, with their private Federal Reserve, are able to order free money to then loan to you and I for interest. It's a nice scheme. It's theft scheme is what it is. It's theft is what it is. Because that's American money that's coming out of the Federal Reserve and out of the Treasury. But they only give it for free to these banks. And then the banks give it to us for interest. You see, there's something wrong there, isn't there? If you sit down and think about it, the fact that banks get the money for free and you have to pay for it, And the money is free anyway because it's fake phony paper money that's printed on a white paper with green and black ink. And only these people with the banks are able to get it for free. And then they have a right not only to use it, but to counterfeit it even more. It's counterfeited when it's printed because it's nothing but paper. And they put this dollar bill image on it. And then the banks are able to take every million that they get from this little situation and to multiply it by 9 times. So they take $1 million and they blow it up into 9 million and loan it out. If they get 5% for it, just 5% would give them $450,000 off of the first 1 million they got from the government. And that's just the first year. Within 2 years, they'd have the whole million back. And of course, they're borrowing other millions from the Federal Reserve for free, or almost free, And then you're going to, you know, pay for another $10 million. Well, you wonder, well, why do these people own the media and all these expensive companies? Well, duh, they get the money for free, but you've got to work for yours. You're always going to be behind. You're always going to be exploited. But they've got you all propagandized in their newspapers. They got you sucking up underneath them, saying things that they tell you to say, like, capitalism is a wonderful thing. Well, is it? We used to have industry here where people had jobs, and now all these industries are going to China. Was capitalism good for America to send your jobs to China? I don't think so. What about your unions? No, they're capitalist unions that organize against the companies, but it's still a company, and so they work with these capitalist companies like General Motors, right? Several years ago, a Mexican group of illegals came through St. Louis, and guess what? The Democratic mayor came to a meeting with them in a little city park downtown, and they got off a bus, and there was this rally for illegal aliens. And guess who was there besides the mayor and all the politicians sucking up to these Mexicans who were illegals, which itself is illegal. These people are a bunch of traitors. Guess what? The CIA, not the CIA, the AFL-CIO was there. The Teamsters were there. All these unions were there. They were there, and these unions, you would think, would be for the American worker. No, they were sucking up to these illegal Mexicans. So who do you, as an American, have as a friend? Your government lets these Mexicans walk across the border. Your government allows Arabs, who are Muslims and not Christians, to come into America, knowing full well there's going to be problems. And so you have to understand that the government wants these problems. They want problems. They want discontent. They want racism. They want hatreds to be built up, so that they themselves can send their police into different areas and tell you that you, because you're such a bad person, you have to be looked at under an armed guard by the federal and state government. Otherwise, you might hurt each other. Well, of course, you didn't hurt each other before this invasion of your country by foreigners, which began to present a new problem to you that you felt was a risk to you. And then, of course, you had the 9/11 where they blamed it on Al-Qaeda. And by the way, you say, oh, well, you shouldn't say the United States attacked the building. Well, 80% of American people know that they attacked the building. Just look at the polls. Secondly, the FBI has said that what America said, which was that Al-Qaeda did this and Osama bin Laden. The FBI says, no, Osama bin Laden didn't do this, nor did Al-Qaeda, because we've investigated it. What's really interesting is all these Mossad agents were in America following the people who they said were trying to be pilots. And, of course, there were these Israeli crazy dancers, you know, the buildings are burning and they're dancing and enjoying themselves and taking pictures. And they went back to Israel and said, yeah, we were there to document this this occasion, this situation. Well, if they didn't know it was going to happen, how could they be here to document it? Do you ever ask yourself that? Well, I think the 80% who think America did this to itself, I think they thought about that. And then you have this, this Zionist traitor to America, Chertoff, who sends these Zionists back to Zionland. We're going back to Zion land. We're going back on a marching band. Anyway, I can't sing either. Somebody help me here. I'm going nuts. He sends these people back to Israel without an investigation. On national security reasons, because he's in charge of Homeland Security. What a traitor. And then we have the mayor of New York, who was a prosecuting attorney. And what does he do? He tells Americans that they can't go to the graveyard in New Jersey where the metal from the two destroyed buildings has been taken. That nobody can touch this metal because this is a national security thing. Well, when somebody goes and gets some of them and says, oh, well, there's some problems with the metal that don't go along with this, then they arrest him. But guess what they did with the metal? They sold it to Red China so no one could look at it. Well, the metal was a crime scene. Anybody could have looked at the metal who was a metallurgist and found out exactly what happened to the building, where the stress points was, how the building came down, etc. And they didn't want anybody to know this, which is another proof that the United States government was behind it. They didn't want you to know this because it was going to show something they didn't want you to know, which was that they did it. It was an ever-present danger to the United States of America, so they didn't want you to touch it. But they let their buddies in Red China take it and use it to build ships and planes and whatever. Yeah, they can have it. But you, an American, you can't look at it because we don't want you to study these pieces of metal. Because we're afraid of what you might find. Now, why would they be doing that if they weren't behind this? And that metal didn't reveal their treachery against the people who died in those buildings, all 3,000 of them. I know that you hate me. I know that you hate anyone who brings up logical inferences like this. Because your whole life has been filled with illogic. You've been told by your enemies who run the press that this is a minority press. These are not people in the majority that own your press. These are minority people who are associated with the banking interests of Goldman Sachs, who has always tried to exploit you in any way that it can in order to make money off of you, so that you will carry the water for them and they will carry nothing to you but debt. If they can fence you into debt through a mortgage, through payments on a car, through your credit card at 25%, they'll do it because they hate you. They are filled with hate. They hate you. And when you protest that they're doing these things, guess what? They turn around, they say that you're filled with hate because you're asking them questions that are impertinent. Well, if you can't ask people who are taxing you through usury, through interest, why they're doing this with fake phony money from the federal government, then what can you ask them? But of course they own the media, so they can call you whatever they want. They're certainly not going to let you go to the New York Times, which they own, and publish something that you want to publish, which they don't want to have published. They're going to say, oh no, you can't do this. This is private enterprise here, and we own this. And only we can publish there. And we have see fit to make sure that you never, ever get to say anything that you want in our publication. We own it, and you are a slob. You can buy it, you can read it, you can discuss it, but you can't print anything there without our approval. Because we're better than you are. We own it. You may not like it, so then buy another paper. Which, of course, they own the other paper also, but they're not going to tell you that. They own all these papers, and they have you as their little captive audience. It's like you're inside of their media prison, and their guards at the end of the borders of the United States that you have to pass through just to leave the country and get back in. And the media sprays its poison all over the country, telling people what to think, what to do, and you think and do those things. Because actually, you know, human beings are nice people. They like to get along with people above them. And so they generally take the cheapest route and the route that's not going to hinder them. And that's the route of doing what their newspapers and their churches and their leaders tell them to do. Even though their churches and their papers and their leaders are a bunch of idiots. Because the country's been at war ever since I was born. And any country at war ever since I was born, it's got to be a nation of total idiots. So, speaking of idiots, here I come along as a reporter and editor and librarian for Jew Watch News, which reports on almost everything that Israel does, that has informed the American people that it was these same people that ran the Soviet Union and started communism. And they ran the Soviet Union and they killed the daughters and son of the the Tsar Nicholas, and they killed Tsar Nicholas and his wife. And those kids hadn't done anything wrong. But these folks, these Jews, killed them. They killed them, they murdered them, and then they spread their bodies into a forest where they hoped they would never be found. But eventually they did find the bodies and brought them to Moscow 50 years later to give them a decent Christian funeral after what these Jews did to murder them. And then these Jews like Trotsky and Lenin, and people say, oh, Lenin wasn't a Jew. Well, he grew up in a Yiddish family. I would call that kind of Jewish. He was an atheist, but so was Trotsky. But that doesn't mean he wasn't Jewish. Trotsky's name in New York was Bronstein. He starred in Jewish movies in New York before he went back to Russia. And a Jew by the name of Schiff gave him $20 million to run the Red Revolution and begin killing white people all over the Russia. And they kind of glossed this up. They said, oh, it was the war between the white roses and the red roses. No, they were killing Europeans there. They were killing Christians. But all you hear is that Stalin was anti-Jewish and was killing Jews. But, you know, the first thing that the Soviet Union passed in terms of laws was that it was a capital punishment to criticize a Jew because the Jews ran the government. Any criticism of a Jewish person, you could hang for it, because it was considered to be a veiled reference to the government itself. And the names of all the people that ran the government up there, 350 of them came from New York and took steamships over there to run this this illegal little show known as the Soviet Union, and specifically to kill Christians and burn down their churches, kill their priests, etc., for as long as they could, all operated from the banks in New York. And you're not supposed to know that. Well, I told on them, and so, you know, here comes Chertov and Mukasey. Chertov was the head of Zionist Homeland Security here in America. I don't know why it's Zionist, but it's Zionist because Chertov ran it. And then you had the Zionist Department of Justice run by Mukasey, who's also a Zionist. So we had a Zionist Department of Justice in America, which was a Christian country, and a Zionist Homeland Security Department. And they came after me, you know, saying that, well, I was trying to defraud people for a charity for Katrina, when in fact I just wanted to help these people that were dying out there in the water, where the United States government itself and this Jewish person by the name of Chertov, who was in charge of Homeland Security, allowed these people to starve to death in the water, to have no fresh drinking water, and the government told them they couldn't have guns to protect themselves, they couldn't leave town, they couldn't leave the stadium if they were in there, and people were being raped and killed in there. And it went on and on and on. It was disgusting. And I decided to do something about it. Within 5 days, the person who's now governor of Missouri had a press conference with a Jew standing there that ran 100 organizations in St. Louis, calling me a racist. And I used to register blacks down in Mississippi back in the 60s. I was a freedom rider. But now I'm a racist because I run Jew Watch. Why? Because of the civil rights of the people in the area around Israel, whose rights have been destroyed and who are being killed off by the Israelis, and who have taken over their country, put walls around their little towns on the West Bank, and we're going to do on the East Bank, but they decided they'd let Gaza go because it was too much trouble. But they've just been killing people over there, one after the other, and when I could find a picture of a baby girl with her head missing and blood coming out of her neck, I put it up on Jew Watch. Well, look what the soldiers did here. Yeah, you know, here's some of the lovely things done by Israel. Do you like it? I'll show you some more tomorrow. I mean, they were killing journalists, you name it, you know. People were asking themselves, why are you doing these things, Israel? And Israel was saying, well, we need to shut down the internet, and we need to stop people like Frank Weltner, who's a great anti-Semite. I'm not an anti-Semite. I had a Jewish roommate. He put a mezuzah on the door of my house. It's still there. He hasn't been there for 20 years, but I kept the mezuzah there. Guess why? Because I didn't want to disrespect the Jewish religion. That's why. I have respect for people. I have respect for their rights. But some of these people don't have the respect for my country's rights. And you know what? I want my country back. Do you mind? I mean, if you're part of a 2% minority and you're running my country, that's wrong. I mean, you should have 2% influence in this country, not 90%. I want the country back. I'm not going to be your colony. I'm just not going to do it. And that's why we have the American USSR, because they're doing the same thing in America now as they did in Russia in the 1920s and 30s. And they're starting all sorts of atrocious quasi-Nazi, quasi-commie military things here in America. They're teaching our military that they may have to go to war against the people inside this country, and if you don't want to do that, then we're going to fire you and get you out of here. They're telling foreigners that if they come here and join the armed forces and they come in here illegally, we'll let you join the armed forces. And what they're thinking of is that, well, they're foreigners. They'll shoot on the American people because they're not Americans. They won't care about shooting on us. It'd be like the Chinese brought the Mongols down from the north to shoot on the people that were demonstrating in Tiananmen Square because they weren't Chinese. This is what governments do. They divide and conquer, and that's what America's doing right now. And this monster, Chertoff, is the same monster who is now behind the emplacement of all of these right-to-privacy devastations in the airports. He was in charge of the TSA, and he is with a company that has started putting in these deadly X-ray machines, which give you plenty of X-rays, and which the poor TSA people have to stand in front of and get zapped by it all day long, so many of them will probably die of cancer in the future. I mean, these are dangerous machines, and you have to go through them just to fly. And if you don't go through them, they're going to touch your private parts. They're doing all of these illegal things because of Mr. Chertoff's machines. He's the guy that came after me, and now he is having these people under him. You know, if you don't go through his machine, they're going to stick their fingers into the genitals of your little two-year-old daughter to see if she's hiding a bomb. And they're doing this every day of the week at these airports while their mothers are crying and saying, "Don't touch my daughter. I'm sorry, ma'am. You're flying. We have to do this. We'll do it as quickly as we can." And they touch the genitals of your two-year-old daughter and your five-year-old son and your husband and yourself while you're protesting against it. There you go. Michael Chertoff. There you go. Homeland Security. This is for your own good, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to mutilate your genitals by touching them. We are going to molest you every time you decide to fly. And there isn't a darn thing you're going to do about it, except if you don't want to fly, that's fine. Then don't come to the airport. So now the government is softening you up, the American people, so that you learn that you are nothing but a piece of cheese for the mouse to play with. You're just a piece of cheese for the mouse to play with and to eat up as though you have no rights whatsoever. Because that's what mice do, and that's what rats do, is they eat the piece of cheese, and you are the piece of cheese. You're nothing to the government. Don't even embarrass yourself by saying that you're anything to this government, because this government hates you. The government is filled with hate to begin with, because it's at war all the time. It doesn't have to be at war, but it's decided to go to war and even to lie to go to war. To bring down the 9/11 buildings and kill 3,000 Americans to get Americans to support these wars, when before people didn't want to support any war because of what had happened in Vietnam. And then, for mentioning that they were the ones that brought down the building, didn't they call you a monster? How dare you say that your government would do this? Well, didn't you lie about the Gulf of Tonkin for the Vietnam War, and it never happened, but you claim that it did, and you use that to start that war? Yeah, that's exactly what you did. And didn't you load the Lusitania with bombs for England in World War I, so that when the Germans attacked it, it blew up because of all the war material inside of its hold, and it couldn't make it to a port when it should have with that small bunch of torpedoes that should have been able to make it to a port, and everybody got off of it, but it sunk immediately because there were bombs in there that went off and blew the ship apart. And wasn't that your fault because you allowed that to happen? But you didn't want to tell the people that because you wanted to use that particular instrument as a reason that you had a moral right to go to war against Germany in World War I when it wasn't even any of your damn business what was going on in Europe. And before that even happened, you were already sending arms to England because England had borrowed the most money from you, and you wanted them to have, survival so that they would pay your banks back that money. In other words, you didn't care about your own people. You just cared about money, which is all you've ever cared about because you are a national devil like every other national devil. And you're despicable people up there in Washington in that freak show of money and double dealing and of corruption and of getting anybody to pay for your campaign so that you can get your sorry rear end reelected, and then you do the work of those people, and you roll over on the people that you're supposed to represent in your own states. It's reached the point where America's almost finished. We're in a complete depression. The country's constantly lying about who's employed and who's not employed. They're lying about why we need to be in a war, and why we need to do this, and why we need to do that. We're printing fake phony paper money to send to European banks, trillions and trillions of dollars that may totally destroy us in the future, but they don't care. They don't care. These guys are imperialists. This is the imperial Washington, D.C. We have an imperial presidency, an imperial Senate, an imperial House of Representatives, and the imperialists are all sitting there shaking hands with blood flowing all the way down their hands to their shoes, blood flowing all the way down the Capitol steps. So you really have to watch yourself if you take your kids to Washington, because even if you tell yourself you can't see the blood on those steps of the Capitol building, well, you know that blood's there, because your country's out killing people right now. They're bombing homes with women and children in them, and they're saying that, well, these people are enemies to America. Well, I guess they are, since you invaded their country. I mean, if somebody invaded America, wouldn't you consider them to be your enemy? What do you think this is? Oh, come in, my friend, and invade my country, and I will love you. You see how idiotic that is? But you see, you've been trained to think that way. You've been dumbed down to the point that's way beyond what you can even fathom. You've been told that people who don't look like you are better than you, that they have a better right to be here, and that you are a pig because everywhere that you drive, you consume gasoline, which is destroying the earth. But Mexicans that walk across the border, get a little job and buy a car and drive up and down the roads enjoying themselves, they don't use gasoline. They don't hurt the earth. It's only you slobs who lived here before. You're the only ones that hurt the earth. And you can get that in your newspaper any day of the week. Your minority-run newspaper, which you consider to be mainstream. Well, how could it be mainstream if it's run by a bunch of Zionists, from Goldman Sachs? How can that be? How can it be if they're a bunch of dual-citizen people who don't really have the United States government at heart, but are really Israelis serving as dual-citizens? With Israel first. Do you think these people have citizenship in Israel and reside in America because they love America? They might like living here. It's more exciting than Israel. I've been to Israel. Israel's just kind of it's a little boring by comparison. But these people are traitors. These people are traitors. And look what Chertoff's done. He's got all of you being felt up by a bunch of criminals doing criminal things to you, invading your privacy, touching your private parts, and telling you that you are not worth anything, that even touching your private parts will be done now by the government. And you dirty slob, will have nothing to say about it. And they're hiring perverts to do this to you. known perverts who have been arrested for child molestation, this and that, and they're making sure that they touch your daughter and your son as they're on their way to your airplane. How can you as a parent even fly with your children, knowing what's going to happen to them? Either that, or you're going to have to put them in front of deadly radiation in those big machines. They can look right through your clothes and see every part of your body. And you're going to do that to your children? Well, you know, that's child molestation for you to do that. How dare you do that with your children? Find something else to do besides fly somewhere. Drive somewhere. Change your vacation plans. Tell your company not to fly you around the country, and that you don't want to be felt up by a bunch of perverts. I'm trying to help you here, and you call me a traitor. You call me a traitor for trying to help you as an American, for telling you the fact that your government's been up to no good for years, it's up to no good now, and now it's feeling up your daughter at the airport and hiring perverts to do it. Known perverts. And yet that's what they're doing. And they're saying, oh, we're not going to take any pictures of you. And now they find out they not only taped you in front of the X-ray machine while you were getting deadly radiation, but they've even kept the tapes, and some of them have sold them, and some of the tapes have appeared on YouTube. But you continue to put up with it. You continue to fly. What's wrong with you? Put these airlines out of business. Don't fly at all. Just put them out of business. When they start to fail and go out of business, one of two things will happen. Either the United States, which is going communist, will say, well, we'll just nationalize the airlines, take them over ourselves. Well, at least you'll know where they're coming from if they do that. At least you'll know that, you know, it's part of the socialist communist thing. And that's okay, because, you know, if these airplanes allow you to be felt up like this, they don't care about you anyway, so why should you care about them? You know, let them take over the airlines. You know, who cares if the people at the top of those airlines make any money? They're a bunch of pigs anyway. They're just there for the money. And if they lose the money, well, they just lose the money. That doesn't mean anything. But you got to protect yourself from a bunch of perverts feeling up your daughter and your son at the airport. What do you care if Michael Chertoff, who let those people die in New Orleans, makes money or not from these X-ray machines? Put him out of business. Put the X-ray machines out of business. Put the perverts fondling your daughter out of business. Write your congressman and tell him I'm mad as hell and I'm not putting up with it for another moment. There comes a time when civilized people just have to say no. We're not going to allow you to do this any longer. We're not going to allow you to push us around. We're not going to allow you to have an open border with Mexico so that millions of people come in here from a different culture and take what is ours away from us. Well, look at California. Los Angeles is something like 50% Hispanic now. And that's wrong. Those people should never have been allowed in here. They walked across the border illegally, and now they're voting, and they're taking that state away from the people who are supposed to have been protected, who are supposed to have had their border protected by a government that didn't care about them, a government run by banks, and the banks, you know what they wanted? They wanted cheap labor for the corporations that they owned, where they could build military products and then draft these Mexicans into the military so that if they had a rebellion once the Depression got going really badly, they could count on the Mexicans to stomp over all the blacks and the whites in America, because the Mexicans are not Americans. They don't care about Americans. They'd be very, very happy to stomp on you and to kill you. That's the unhappy truth. You need to protect yourself. The first thing to do is to stop this TSA thing. You can do that. Stop that. Make sure that doesn't happen. Write to Visa and MasterCard and PayPal and say, we don't want you to put WikiLeaks out of business. We want to read those reports. What are you doing standing in front of these people and destroying their business? We have a right to read these things. We have the right to know that our government's acting in a criminal manner and to see all of their criminality as it's spread out before us in this huge plate of abundance of cables presented to us by WikiLeaks. Let those people alone and let them do their business.